Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Well, it's a beautiful morning. Good morning. It's time for our Tradio program for this Friday, 14th of March. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
I know you were here last night in the studio. Were you able to see the...
Oh, yes. I kept sneaking out.
I bet.
I also had it streaming from the Griffith Observatory in California. So
nice.
I could kind of tell, okay, I better go out now.
It was gorgeous.
It was.
Thinking about all the things that had to line up for it to work out like that.
Yeah.
We were in the right time zone.
Yes.
For one. And then we had perfect weather for it.
Yes.
I think I've seen one before. I know I've seen a solar eclipse full before. And I think I've seen a total lunar eclipse before. But I was thinking that as it goes to total phase, so as the moon was being covered, I thought it would, you know, okay, watch it to the peak and then it's going to be the same on the backside, but it wasn't.
No.
That's when it got really red.
Yes.
When the light was coming back onto the moon.
Yeah, so exactly.
That was pretty remarkable. And then there were northern lights.
Yeah, and I think our moon looked much better. I mean, they had the close-ups and everything, and
right.
You could sort of tell the rosiness and everything, but I think when you went outside and actually saw it, it was much more impressive.
It really was, and I can't take a picture of it.
No.
I know people can. We know Carrie Case and others can do that, but I couldn't capture it, so you just have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So we are going to take your phone calls here this morning for Tradio. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or you have an announcement, we'll put you on the radio. Our phone number is 907-772-3808, and we'll take our caller on line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Hi, this is Mark Kubo.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I am calling for the Arts Council and announcing the Unit Sozo Japanese Taiko group that is coming on Tuesday. They'll be coming on Sunday, but they'll be performing at the Sons of Norway Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. And tickets are available online. I can find one of the posters and scan the QR code, or physical tickets are also available at Lee's.
Okay. Anything else you would like to tell us about them? It's at the Suns, right?
It's at the Suns.
Okay.
And then, Mark, there's also another performance coming up in April, right?
Yes. Let's see, April 4th. It's a Saturday.
I forget his name, but it's Sea Chanties?
Yes, Sean Dagger.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, it's great.
That one is at the Elks.
Oh.
Right, upstairs at the Elks. Yeah, the ballroom.
Yeah,
so great. Thanks for bringing all these great acts to town.
Yeah, thanks.
Improves the quality of life here, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you,
Mark.
Thanks.
Okay, that's Petersburg Arts Council bringing a couple of different acts to town. The first one is coming up on Tuesday. Those are loud. They're big drums. Pretty cool. Caller on line two, good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Chris and Tom. It's Sally calling from the Sun.
Good morning, Sally.
Bingo day. And what a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous.
Not quite as gorgeous as yesterday, but pretty darn close. Anyway, bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And we've decorated for St. Patty's Day because that is on Monday. And, Tom, what time is the parade?
4 o'clock sharp.
Where?
The regular parade route, it starts at Petersburg IGA. We go down to Fram and then take a left and go up into long-term care.
Perfect.
And I just, Public Works is going to block off Dolphin and Excel up on First Street, and we'll have a squad car out in front of us. The Coast Guard is a maybe. We're looking for a color guard, so if we'll try the scouts as well, but it's nice to have a color guard out front.
Very cool. Well, at 7 Norway tonight, we're going to have giant shamrock decorated cookies and warm, hopefully warm still, Irish soda bread made with cardamom and currants. I love soda bread.
Do you remember when this was at the Sons of Norway Hall and it was sort of an international fair type thing? It was all different booths and tables. This was years ago.
I must have been gone still.
This was like in the early mid 90s.
Yeah, it was fun.
I made soda bread, and I remember the horror on Barry and Kathy Bracken. They came to my table. I had the Irish, and I made the Irish soda bread. The first two loaves were just excellent. They were really good. And then somebody else had jam nearby, so they added that to it, that sort of thing. But when I cut into the third loaf, I broke the knife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. That was the end of the Irish table.
Holy cow.
The Irish table did not make it through the whole affair. So
So no pie on Pie Day.
Well, me. I made Irish stew yesterday to bring to a friend's house, and I didn't realize that when you make Irish stew, you bring it to a boil, all the stuff. And then you bake it in the oven for a couple hours, so it thickens.
Thickens it up, yeah.
Yeah, but boy, does my house still smell good.
Ooh, I bet
it does. I forgot, yes, today is Pie Day.
Yeah, Pie Day. Oh, I should wear that shirt, but it's actually got a pumpkin in, and then the pie thing is in the middle of the pumpkin. But I was kind of hoping to wear green today. Anyway, I have another little hat I need to flop on today. But anyway, everybody's welcome to bingo. It's open to the community, so come see what we're up to. The mobility chair is always working. Pioneer hat, the Pioneer Annual Tea, raising money for scholarships for graduating seniors, is going to be April 12th at the Holy Cross House from 1 to 3. And tickets are available at Lee's Clothing. And to reserve a table, if you want to decorate your own table for you and your friends, you can call Demi McMahon at 518-4045, I guess. I can't read my own handwriting. Or Gail Eastwood at 518-4232. And they will set you up with either a round or a square or a rectangular table. I think there's one round table, small.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, it's lots of fun. And if you don't want to rent a table, but you just want to come, they'll have tables all decorated for people that just want to come when show up and find new friends.
All right. Nice
event.
Sounds
good.
All right. Thank you, Sally.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Have
okay.
a great weekend.
You too. And next we'll take the caller on line 3. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tradio. How's everyone today?
Very okay. good. Good morning.
Very good. Well, exciting because it is the Friday before St. Patrick's Day, and that brings out the glee in all of us. I know it does. And we're just looking for the joy that will befall us on Monday, where perhaps like last year there'll be grand rainbows and beautiful things to be looking at while we're walking down the street, or perhaps the snow will be blowing up our noses. We don't really know when it comes to the St. Patrick's Day parade now, do we? But we do hope we get people out there. Now, enough of that shenanigans, and I'll put on the other hat, which is that of the board chair of WAVE, Working Against Violence for Everyone. And WAVE is hiring. We've got 3 positions available that we are looking to fill. We have a family services position, which is going to be focusing on doing some community outreach work and teaching family classes, parenting classes, and doing a lot of outward-facing work in the community. We also have a victim advocate position available that provides direct services to those people who have been impacted by domestic violence and or sexual assault. And we are looking to fill our executive director position, the person who is going to sit at the helm and run the whole show. And we are looking both to fill that position permanently, and we're also curious if there's somebody who would be interested in filling that position in an interim way until we do have our permanent full-time position filled. So if you're interested in something for a short term, reach out. So those are the three positions that we've got, and you can get more information on them online on our website at petersburgwave.org. Or folks, if you're curious, can feel free to give me a call. My number is 907-518-4223. And, you know, really behooves us to have local applicants in these positions. Good work, good organization. And we look forward to gaining some interest. So thanks to Tradio for giving us some time.
Sure thing. Yes. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Good luck on that.
Thank you. Be well.
Okay. Bye. And next, we'll take our caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Morning, Tom and Chris. This is Sunny Rice.
Good morning, Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
Hey. It's such a beautiful morning. Oh, my gosh. But I'm talking about next Thursday for the Petersburg Science Series. We're having a talk by a researcher named Annette Patton, who's been down to Wrangell and sort of done some post-mortem looking, I shouldn't use that in this context because it was a fatal landslide, but looking at the causes of the landslide in Wrangell.
Right.
And she's going to be presenting that work. And hopefully there are things that we can learn from that here in Petersburg as well. So I know there's a PSA about that. Thanks so much for reading that. I just wanted to add a little bit of detail that Annette isn't going to be here in person. She's going to be joining by Zoom. But we'll have a screen set up in the community room at the public library, just like usual, so folks can come and watch that. I have a couple folks that were willing to be guinea pigs. This is kind of the first time that I've done this, and I don't want to overwhelm the system, who might join from their homes. We'll see if eventually we make these Zoom ones available for people at home. But I only want to do a couple this very first time because it could be chaos. So if you can't, but if it's really hard for you to get down there, which is the reason that we have this thing
exactly.
Zoom,
right,
it's pretty cool.
Right.
Go ahead and email me at sunny.rice@alaska.edu, and I can send you a link. But if you can make it down, please come down or hold off until you just don't feel like coming out. We'll hold off until a later one. We're going to have a couple others by Zoom, too. So, and then once we get our things in order, our ducks in a row, I guess, then we can start seeing if we can have lots of folks come in. But for now, if you can make it down, please come. And if you really can't, I absolutely want to make it available to you, so email me.
Okay, and what were the times again?
Oh, I don't think I said 6:30.
Okay,
on Thursday, March 20th. Yeah, we moved that because of the really cool drum performance. So I'm excited about that too. Busy week.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, thank you, Sunny.
Yep. Thanks to both of you. Bye bye.
All right. So that's next Thursday, 6:30 at the public library. The library will not have yoga this weekend. It's an off week, but the Baby Raven Reads is at the public library tomorrow. This is 11 a.m. to 12:30. Brandy Heppy will be reading 10 Sitka Herring, and there will be herring-filled cultural events just in time for the spring herring season. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the public library. And also for the weekend tomorrow, the gun range on Mitkoff Highway will be closed tomorrow all day from 9 to 5. There's a basic hunter education course going on, firearm safety, at the gun range tomorrow. That's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For those that signed up for it. And if you still want to sign up for it, you did have to get your 6 to 8 hours of the online work done, so you could still do that today. Contact Hillary Wood at Fish and Game if you'd like to join that field day tomorrow. The phone number for Hillary down at Fish and Game, 907-772-3808. Again, there is a online course to complete before the time at the gun range tomorrow. So the gun range is closed from 9 to 5 tomorrow. And there's a deadline for submissions for the Alaska Junior Duck Stamp Contest. Students in grades K through 12 are eligible to submit designs. Tomorrow is the deadline. To learn more, go online to Junior Duck Stamp webpage. Or you can contact this phone number, 907-231-5537. It'd be pretty cool if a Petersburg kid got their artwork on that. That's the Junior Duck Stamp for 2025. Tomorrow's the deadline to submit your drawing for it. Well, I think we can get to a rundown, Chris, unless you have anything to add.
Not at the moment. Oh, well, I will talk about National Library Week coming up in April, because there will be the Friends of the Library book sale on April 5th. And they are asking you not to bring in donations, especially if there are a lot of books, until at least April 1st. And I think I kind of mentioned that last week, that we didn't want to have too many except right before the program itself. And then on the 8th, there is going to be a movie and discussion called Free for All. And there'll be more information on that coming out as it happens. So it's dealing with libraries and how libraries are changing and serving people. So
Okay. Yeah, well, that's really good.
That should be really fun. And that's a Tuesday evening that will be happening. There'll be refreshments and other little activities going on.
Okay. And we've got a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning. Is this me?
It is. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we were out at Wilson Creek Campground out by Banana Point the other day, and I found a 6-foot red, 1-inch wide web leash.
Okay, got it.
And I think what I'll do, we're inbound to town right now. I think I will drop it off police station and pick it up.
Okay, so we have your phone number too, so we'll change that to contact the police station then to claim it.
Okay, that sounds great, Tom. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Marcia. Take care. Okay, so currently we have Marcia's phone number is 907-612-1354. It's a red webbing dog leash. It was found at Wilson Creek Campground. You can claim that at the police department. She'll take that down there today. Or you can contact Marcia before that if you want to get it, if you need it real quick. So now we can get to the rundown, Chris.
Okay, so Mark called for the Petersburg Arts Council. Coming up this Tuesday is the Taiko Drum Performance. It's at 7 p.m. at the Sons of Norway. Tickets are online or at Lee's. And then preview on April 5th, Sean Dagger is going to be in town and doing shanties, and that will be at the Elks, and more information will be available as that date nears. Sally called. It's bingo night tonight at the Suns. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. This is something that is open to every member of the community as long as you are 19 years old or older. It is going to be decorated for St. Patrick's, and they are going to have shamrock cookies and Irish soda bread. And then I missed something there, she said.
I did too.
Yeah, okay. Not just me. All right. Also wanted to remind people that the Pioneer Tea is coming up April 12th, and this is a fundraiser for scholarships. It's going to be held from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Holy Cross House. Tickets are available at Lee's if you would like to reserve a table. There are two numbers you can call to try to reserve a table. And one is, I believe, Debbie McMahon at 518-4045. And the other number is 518-4232. And, of course, Monday is a St. Patrick's Day parade. What time is that again?
4 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. That is usually the parade time,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah.
Nicole called from WAVE. They are in the process of hiring three positions. One is a family services representative that does outreach and teaching. One is a victim advocate that provides direct services to people in situations. And the other is the executive director. And while they are looking for a permanent person to fill that position, they would also be interested in someone who could fill in until they can find that permanent position. For more information on these, you can go to PetersburgWAVE.org or call Nicole at 907-518-4223. And Sunny called. There is the Science Series presentation coming up on Thursday, the 20th. It is about the Wrangell landslide, a presentation that is talking about it and kind of analyzing what happened so that we have more information on how to perhaps predict these and not have such a loss of life and et cetera. Anyway, it's at 6:30 p.m. at the public library. They are considering making these available by Zoom, but they would like to do this a few steps at a time. So if you really can't make it, they are going to be giving out Zoom addresses, but you need to call Sunny, or actually you need to email Sunny at sunny.rice@alaska.edu. And we just heard about the leash. A 6-foot red web leash was found at Wilson Creek. It is being transported to the police station. So if it's yours, you need to go there to pick it up.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. That wraps up our Tradio program. It's 9:25. We'll have the jet report for you here shortly. Real late jet the other day, coming in about 7:30 or so for the northbound. That was a mechanical big delay on that one, but we'll get that information from Viking Travel and have the jet report for you coming up here shortly. And it's Friday. We've got Science Friday. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And we'll have music in the afternoon. Alec McMurrin, your host for Street Beat, and group of advisory teens with you for After School Notes. That's at 2:30. Hope you have a great weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.